Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Greg Diet. Another 8 people have died with COVID-19 in New South Wales, with the state recording another 1,220 locally acquired cases. One of the 8 deaths was announced on Monday. The death toll in the state's latest outbreak has now risen to 139. 1,151 people are in hospital, with 192 in intensive care. There are 27 new cases in western New South Wales, with 4 in the far west. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says transmission of the virus is a particular concern in several areas of the state.
Guildford, Auburn, Merrylands, Greenacre, Bankstown, Liverpool, Yagoona, Punchbowl, Dubbo, Bass Hill and Granville. But I'd also like to call out the Central Coast. We are seeing a number of cases increase in the Central Coast, so please come out and get tested.
Victoria has recorded 246 new locally acquired cases for the second day in a row. 90 cases are linked to known outbreaks. Queensland has reported no new local cases today. More than 53% of Queenslanders have had their first vaccine dose. 34.75% of eligible Queenslanders are fully vaccinated. A 6 truck driver with COVID-19 has been detected in South Australia. Premier Stephen Marshall says the focus right now is on getting as many COVID jabs into the arms of people in the state. Mr. Marshall says they're looking at getting the state's truck drivers double vaccinated. Former British Prime Minister Gordon Brown has accused rich countries of committing a moral outrage by stockpiling COVID-19 doses while poorer countries struggle to get supplies. He's calling on US President Joe Biden and the other group of 7 leaders to urgently ship vaccines from warehouses in America and Europe to Africa. Victoria has a new opposition leader. Matthew Guy, who led the Victorian Liberals to an election loss in 2018, is again party leader, after beating Michael O'Brien in a leadership vote. Mr. Guy says it's his job to lead them to the election in 14 months' time. He says he has a clear alternative for Victorians.
A plan, not just for lockdowns, but for recovery, to be positive about our state. Victoria's best days are ahead of it, not behind it. And we should be focused on that.
6 Palestinian prisoners have escaped from a maximum security prison in Israel. The men are believed to have dug a hole in the floor of their cell and then tunneled beneath the outer wall of Gilboa Prison. The prison was alerted when farmers spotted the men running through their paddocks. And in sport, Swiss Olympic champion Belinda Bencic has beaten Iga Swiatek of Poland 7-6, 12-7, 6-3 in the 4th round of the US Tennis Open. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News in Easy English.